You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois Community Access Channel.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, Snowplow Show listeners. This is Roy BCP, and today is May 12th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Default Cecil. Thanks, Default Cecil, for being a continued supporter on the Patreon machine at patreon.com/phonelosers. On today's show, we're going to do a request by the United Pranksters, and we're going to call up all of the major internet data centers and trick them into shutting off their power for the rest of the day. Going to make them flip the switches, and it's going to be hilarious. Someone else had a suggestion for the flipping the switches pranks, I think on YouTube the other day. It was Pioneer, and he said, you guys really need to do the breaker switch prank at a laser tag place, which seems like a really awesome idea, as long as it's a really busy laser tag place. But instead of making Radio Shacks and convenience stores shut off their power where there's only just one or two people in there, we should make people shut off the power where there's hundreds of people inside, like a bowling alley or a skating rink, or a movie theater, maybe a video arcade. See, we're just not thinking big enough with these breaker pranks. We need to think bigger. How about a baseball stadium during the World Series or the Super Bowl or something? Let's get them to shut off the power in the middle of everything. I'm sure that'll work. If one of the other PCN hosts wants to get to work on this, I would really appreciate it. And that way you'll get arrested for whatever happens instead of me. Shut down all the breakers in a hospital maybe, or a police station. Teehee. You know, I actually used to shut down the power to a video arcade I started in 1993. I worked in this movie theater in Indianapolis. And whenever I took out the trash to the dumpster, I had to walk down this long hallway. And there were a few switch boxes at the end of the hallway. And I noticed one of them was labeled, I think it was Foot Locker. And then there was a couple others next to it that weren't labeled. So whenever I took the trash out, I started just shutting these switches off. And then I would run back to the theater before anyone came into the hallway and caught me. And I could see from the theater that the power was off, and they didn't know what to do about it. So I kept doing this every time I would go to take out the trash, or sometimes I would just sneak off without taking out the trash. And finally, they got quicker at it. You know, they knew how to turn the switches back on. And that's when I purchased the padlock. I actually spent a few bucks on a padlock, and I shut off all the switches and padlocked them shut. These weren't breaker boxes, by the way, in the hallway. These were just like a gray box with a lever on the side of it, like the main switch before the breaker box. And you could pull the lever down and then padlock it shut. I mean, padlock it into the off position, or the on position if you needed to do that for some reason. And Foot Locker was dark for hours after that. It was hilarious. And there was also another business right next to them, which also lost power. I can't remember what kind of business it was. And then, a couple years later, in 1995, when I was living in Corpus Christi, Texas, I started doing this a bunch at a mall that I didn't work at. I think it was called Sunrise Mall. It's whatever mall they shot The Legend of Billie Jean at, for those of you who know 80s movies. Anyway, we just started going in all the back hallways, finding out where all the switch boxes were, and shutting them off every time we went to the mall, and then going out in front and watching the chaos of them not knowing what to do about their power failure. And my favorite place to do this to, though, was a video arcade in the mall, because that caused the most chaos. Because, you know, there's all these people in the video arcade playing their games, and suddenly it goes dark, and then the managers have to give refunds. In fact, there was one time, it was me and Evil Cal and Colleen Card. We were at the mall, and I'm like, hey, you guys, I bet you I can get you a free arcade game. All you have to do is hang out in the arcade, don't spend any money, and then when the power goes out, tell the manager that he owes you a couple quarters. And it worked. Free games for everyone. So I think a video arcade or a bowling alley would be really good candidates for the breaker prank. But today, on today's program, we're going to shut down the power on a bunch of data centers. And we're going to cause millions of people to no longer have internet. It's going to be so great. But before we get started on all of that, today I am being forced by my listeners to make phone calls to residents in the city of Paradise Valley, Arizona. And this is because everyone's been forwarding me this article about these new hidden cameras that are hidden inside cactuses on the side of the road. I've had at least 50 people send me this article. Not that I'm complaining, I appreciate it, everyone. But the article, the headline in Ars Technica anyway, it says, Arizona town mounts dozens of new license plate readers in fake cactuses. And the article says, the city of Paradise Valley, Arizona, population 12,000, is so concerned with keeping its newly deployed license plate reader system a secret that it has installed dozens of fake cactuses with the cameras mounted inside. The wealthy Phoenix suburb has been reticent, never heard that word before, to explain why the cameras are necessary. Fox 10 News, a local television station, reported earlier this week that the Paradise Valley, hey, you know what, I should just let them read it. Here, let me click on this Fox News thing, see what they have to say about it, because they'll be able to pronounce the really big words that I don't understand, like reticent.
Eyes of the law are everywhere. Photo radar, dash cams, even body cameras. But now the town of Paradise Valley is hiding cameras inside cactus.
These cactus have been popping up. Cactus cameras have been popping up throughout Paradise Valley over the past few days. And residents, they have no idea why. And the city doesn't want to talk to them about it.
Fox 10's Jill Monnier went into Paradise Valley to investigate, and she got some answers about what these cactus cameras are for. Jill.
Well, Carrie, we've seen about two dozen fake cactus in Paradise Valley already serving as cover for cell towers. But some people were alarmed to see cameras being placed in cactus around town yesterday. And while town leaders didn't initially want to talk with us about the cameras, we did end up getting some kind of explanation.
Look close enough at the cactus as you drive through Paradise Valley, and you might see some cacti's looking back.
I've lived here for 30 years, and I had never seen cameras in a saguaro before.
One cactus camera was installed at the roundabout at 40th Street in Stanford yesterday.
There were these guys standing up on ladders. There were three, like, 12-foot ladders, and they were working on the top.
Of the cactus?
Yeah.
Putting the cactus
together. The
fake
cactus.
And residents are curious what the cameras are for.
Your guess is as good as mine.
And I thought maybe when I stopped here, I thought maybe y'all knew what it was.
We asked Paradise Valley Police about the cameras, but they said they were not prepared to make a statement at this time.
So that's what's happening in Paradise Valley, Arizona. They have cacti all over town, all around the perimeter, I guess, not in town. Isn't Paradise Valley the city that the movie Pump Up the Volume took place in? Or maybe that's Paradise Hills, I don't remember. This seems like something Happy Harry Hardon should be reporting on. In that news article, there were the names of two people on the screen of the report. So I wrote down those names, and I should definitely try and give each of those people a call. But for now, I've pulled up a White Pages listing of a bunch of people in Paradise Valley. And it's daytime right now, so I don't know how much luck I'm going to have with people being home, but we're going to give it a try. I'm going to call some people, and I don't know what I'm going to say. What should I say? I should be in the live chat room for people to give me ideas. I could just say that the cactuses caught them committing crimes or something, I guess.
Hello.
Hello, Edward.
How may I help you?
Okay. Well, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. Hey, we caught you on one of our new cactus cameras littering out the window of your car.
Huh, that's not true.
Oh, no, it is true, because we have your car, we have your license plate number, we have it on camera. We saw it happen from one of our new cacti's.
Well, number one, I haven't driven my car through the town of Paradise Valley today at all.
Well, I didn't say today, did I?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Roy, would you identify yourself more?
No. Why should I do that?
Because I'm just asking a straightforward question, sitting here and relaxing.
Oh, well, you don't sound very relaxed. I mean, as soon as I called, you're like, identify yourself. What do you want? You, like, bit my head off just for asking for you.
Well,
I'm just letting you know that we've got our eye on you now. We're going to be watching. That's strike one. If you get three strikes, you're in trouble. You're going to get a ticket.
A ticket for what?
For littering. We could give you a ticket right now, but we're being nice. We're not going to give you a ticket.
Well, I got news for you. I haven't driven in the town of Paradise Valley in 10 days,
Maybe it happened 11 days ago.
I don't even go that way.
It was 11 days ago, maybe. You ever think of that?
Yeah.
I think you're full of shit. You know you littered, and you're trying to make up excuses. You're trying to lie to me, but the cameras don't lie. We're watching every move you make from our new cacti's.
Well, so who is this?
I already told you, it's Roy.
Okay.
All right, just so you know.
Do you know who lives next to me?
Who?
Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit. Who's that?
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. Well, I'm going to give him this phone number and ask that he give this to one of his
friends. I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever, like every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends. You think you can just litter because the deputy's your next door neighbor. Is that it? Think you're above the law now?
I think you have ADD.
Why do you say that?
Because you have nothing else to do in your life other than turn around and call up and harass people for no reason.
I'm not harassing you. I'm just giving you a verbal warning. This is strike number one. This is my job. This is what I do for a living.
Okay. This is what you do for a living.
That's right. I'm in charge of the cacti program.
This is the phone number of you at work.
Yeah.
And you work for the town of Paradise Valley.
Yup.
And your name is Roy.
Yup. This isn't supposed to be such a big deal. This is just a friendly verbal warning. I'm just letting you know we saw you litter. And if you want to deny it, that's fine. But if you do it another time, we're going to give you a ticket.
Okay.
All right. I know Andy, by the way. You can tell Andy to suck a dick. I don't care about Andy. You think I'm afraid of Andy?
Whoa.
You let Andy know I said that, too.
Whoa.
What, are you having a heart attack? What's going on? What was that noise you're making?
Yeah, that hurt.
Was that your O face? That hurt? I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Andy. Can you just admit that littering's wrong and you won't do it again?
First of all, littering is wrong and I don't do it.
Well, why'd you do it then?
What am I going to turn around and throw out of my car? My dog?
No, you threw like a big gulp cup or something.
No, I don't go to the go cup places, and I don't go out for coffee, and I don't throw the go cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water.
All right, you threw your water cup out the window.
I don't have a cup.
You cup it in your hands and drink it that way?
No, I have a bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles out the window.
You can't throw anything out the window. It's littering. We've got our cacti's on you. That's our new slogan.
Is it your new slogan?
Yeah, you've heard about our cacti's, right?
No, I haven't heard about your cacti's.
Oh, okay. You're too busy littering to keep up on current events.
What?
All right, I gotta go. I have other people to call and yell at.
You do?
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna put an end to your calling.
No, you're not. This is my job. This is what they pay me to do.
Well, you're not gonna get a paycheck anymore either.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna have
You're not gonna be allowed to call up people and do what you just did. And I had the whole thing on record.
Oh, really? What did you record?
So your
with?
Entire conversation has been recorded. And
what kind of device did you use to record the call?
My answering machine.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry that you didn't hear it, you know?
Okay.
You know, that's the way that goes.
You know, it's illegal to record someone without their permission. This is a two-party state. You're violating state and federal laws, motherfucker. But you don't care about laws because you just go around littering out your car window all the time. Think you can do things like that because you've got a neighbor that's a ex-sheriff or whatever you said.
You have ADHD.
Yep, that's me.
I don't
me.
Need to turn around and do anything except make sure that you get your meds.
All right. Well, I got to pay for my meds by doing my job here. You know. So for like the 12th time now, I'm going to let you go. Got other people to call now. So bye. Enjoy your recording. Make sure you show it to your sheriff neighbor.
Oh, by the way, there's a judge that lives 2 houses away as well.
Oh, shit. Now you got me really scared. Whatever will I do?
I don't have the foggiest idea.
All right. Littering's bad. Bye. Bye, honey baby. I'm hanging up now. Jeez. That guy has the entire city living next door to him. Nobody messes with him.
Hello?
Hello, Helen?
Yes?
Hello, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Yes?
Hi, I just needed to let you know something. Are you aware of those cactus cameras we've been installing everywhere?
Yes, but I haven't paid attention. Should I have been?
Oh, no, I'm just letting you know, like, one of our cactus cameras, it saw you driving around the other day, and it captured your license plate number, and it also took an x-ray of your body.
Oh no,
it's okay. No, I'm calling, I'm just trying to do some, I'm trying to make people understand that the cactus cameras are okay, and I want to let you know that we took an x-ray of you as you were driving, and everything looks okay. Everything came back positive, I mean good, on the x-ray.
And who is this that's calling?
My name's Roy.
And you're with the police department?
Oh, no, I'm not with the police department. That's against the rules. No, I'm just with the city of Paradise Valley.
Yeah.
Yep, I just wanted to let you know, we took your x-ray. It's like a CAT scan.
And oh, my word.
Yeah, they're really powerful. They just beamed x-rays at your car while you were driving. And everything looks really good for both you and Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate that. And right now I have another call coming in. I'm in a state of shock.
Why are you in shock?
Okay.
Why are you in
shock? Thank you.
Why are you in shock?
Well, thank you. I didn't know about this.
Oh, so, yeah. Just so you know, we'll be taking your x-rays every time you go out for a drive.
Oh, well, this is good. Then I won't be going for very many drives.
No, you won't have to go to the doctor as much, is what I'm saying, because we're just going to, we'll let you know if we spot any anomalies.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
answer that other line. Hurry up.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Helen. I don't think I'm helping their program very much. I'm trying. How else can I reassure people that these cacti are all right? Hello? The hell was that?
DoubleTree Financial.
No, it's not. Hey, is Melissa there?
Hello?
Hi, is Melissa there?
Melissa's not here. You have the wrong number.
Oh, okay. You don't sound very convincing. I don't think I believe you.
Oh, yeah? Who are you?
Well, if I got the wrong number, I guess you don't need to know who I am. Whatever. People with landlines are so paranoid. The first time he answered, he just picked up and hung up. I don't know if you guys noticed that. But then the second time, he thinks he's some financial company. It's weird. Maybe I could tell people that our sensors detected cancer in them, but it's okay because we sent little beams of radiation out of the cactuses, and it cured their cancer. You know, it zapped them away, so everything's fine. They have nothing to worry about.
Hello. Please leave a message after...
Hello?
Hello, Lorna?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Uh-huh.
Hello, I just needed to let you know, when you were out driving a few days ago, you looked at one of our cactus cameras, our new cacti's, and you gave it a dirty look. And you shouldn't do that, that's not nice, you're like giving us dirty looks here at the control center.
I haven't been out.
Oh,
I don't think you have the wrong person here.
This was like over a week ago.
I did.
You can't give our cactuses dirty looks because they have cameras in them and they watch you.
don't understand what you're calling about.
You've heard about those in the news, right? The cactuses that have the cameras in them?
No.
Oh, you should watch the news more.
But I don't know. I haven't been out that way. I mean, even when I've been out.
Oh no, they're everywhere. They're like everywhere.
No. I don't know. I think you're trying to pull my leg.
No, I wouldn't do that. Don't be crazy.
No. Well, I don't understand why you're calling.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know not to give our cactuses dirty looks. Whenever you see a cactus out in public, like, you should smile and wave at it instead of giving it dirty looks. All right?
Okay, I don't recall that I've done anything of sorts, and I haven't even been down in your way.
Okay, well, you know, just be nice from now on. Smile and wave.
So
that's all I needed to let you know. And she hung up. Oh, I think she moved. According to White Pages, she lives in a different city now, but she used to live in Paradise Valley, I think.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Wagner?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that one of our cactus cameras, they caught you speeding the other day.
Really?
Yeah, in your car.
Wow.
And you can't be speeding like that. We're not going to give you a ticket this time because they're still in the trial mode. But pretty soon...
I'll make sure. I'll be careful.
Okay, yeah, and you were doing wheelies. We saw you do a wheelie. We have it on camera.
You got the wrong guy.
No, it was you. We saw you. You'll notice he didn't deny speeding. He only denied the wheelie.
Hello, it's Charles.
Hey, Charles. This is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just needed to let you know, you've heard about our cactus cameras, right, around town?
Yeah, I just saw a news article on it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to call everyone in town and give them the option of opting out of the MRI scan.
Okay.
Because, you know, it scans your body to look for anomalies, like, you know, just cancer or whatever, and it you know, basically does like an X-ray of you as you're driving around. So would you prefer to have the MRI scan, or do you want to opt out of that?
Well, why would it do that?
Oh, it's just an extra little service that it's you know, it's there to help all the citizens of Paradise Valley. And you won't have to go to the doctor as much.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Why is it confusing?
I'm not sure. Why would you get an MRI while you're driving around? Missing the point?
Well, no, there's, you know, the cameras, they do a lot of things. They scan your license plate, and they catch people speeding and littering and stuff.
Okay.
But then they also do things like MRIs and X-rays and all that. The X-ray, it's mostly just to find out if you have contraband in the car. Like if you're, we can see if you have a bunch of weed in your trunk or something.
Right.
But in addition, it's...
Okay, I'm pretty safe there.
Okay, yeah, it's... yeah, sure. But yeah, it also scans your body and tells us about any problems that there might be.
I had no idea that that's what... That sounds kind of science fiction to me, but I guess I would opt out. I don't really need unnecessary radiation.
Okay. Oh, it won't hurt you. It's fine. And you're completely healthy, by the way. It looks like... It says here you've had 25 scans so far through our MRI. And other than being a little chubby, I see here, it kind of shows me a naked picture of you.
How do I look?
Well, a little chubby, to be honest, but, I mean, you're healthy at least.
How much would you say that I weigh?
Oh, I don't know. No, I wasn't trying to start anything by saying that. I'm just, maybe it's just the angle of the MRI.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I have a six pack, so I probably am getting a little overweight.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Also, I was going to
you just calling everybody just for fun, or?
No, just letting everyone know, giving everyone the option to opt out of the MRI, and if you want to keep doing the MRI, I wanted to recommend that you, you know, take off all your jewelry before you go driving and stuff, because there's a lot of magnets and things aimed at your car. You don't want to wear a lot of metal or have one of those wallets with the chain on it or anything?
No, I try not to have that.
Yeah. And also, okay, if you've noticed any of your credit cards aren't working anymore, we've been perfecting the system. So that might be why, if your credit cards have stopped working, if they have. So, sorry.
Got it. All good.
Okay. And this drink that we detected in your car, that's not non-alcoholic, correct?
Always.
All right, just making sure. Just checking.
Big kombucha fan.
What's that?
Big kombucha fan.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep. Same here. All right, well, have a nice day, and I'll put you on the opt-out list. And it should stop.
Okay.
It should stop doing MRI scans within the next month at some point.
Okay, terrific.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye. What did he say? Maracha? Baracha? He's a Baracha fan? The hell is that? Is that a soda? I gotta look this up. Baracha. It's a raspberry beer cocktail. Oh, wait, no, I guess it can be a bunch of things. I don't know. I've never heard of Baracha. This looks like alcohol to me, though. That guy's trying to fool me.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Okay.
And I needed to let you know that we have these new cameras installed in cactuses.
And yes, I've heard of that.
Oh, okay, yeah, one of our cameras caught you speeding in your car.
No.
Oh, yes, we did.
Where at?
Oh, I don't even have all the information here, but...
Well, then you shouldn't call me if you don't know where.
Well, I'm just calling to give you a friendly warning, verbal warning, so, because if you get 3 warnings, we give you a ticket.
Well, I am very careful when I drive, so you'd have to tell me where it was that you saw that.
Oh, I can call back in a little bit with that information.
Okay, fine.
But also, ma'am, are you going to hang up on me? Oh, what a jerk.
Hello?
Hey, I was in the middle of a sentence and you just hung right up on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were... I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought you were finished.
No, I just wanted to let you know, we also took an x-ray of your car as it was driving by.
Yes.
And we saw that you have a gun in your purse. Now, is that gun registered?
Oh, my God. I don't carry a gun. I've never been near a gun.
It looks like a gun.
Of course not.
Do you have something in your purse that looks like a gun that has a lot of metal on it?
No gun ever.
Oh, okay.
I'm 85 years old. I don't carry a gun.
Well, you know, you could carry a gun if you're 85. It's all right.
But I don't.
Okay.
I don't go near one. But you have to give me some more information. Or is this a scam or something?
A scam? How would this be a scam?
I don't know. There's all kinds of people calling different ones anymore now with something. Well, what else did they see on the camera?
The camera did a full MRI on your body, and it says everything looks good. You're as fit as a fiddle. You know, it takes an X-ray of your body and an X-ray of your brain and everything.
Well, so, you gotta let me know where was it taken? You don't know that, do you?
I don't have that here with me, but the good news is that you're healthy. That's all that matters, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yep, so that's
And what is your name? Who are you?
My name's Roy. I'm with the city of Paradise Valley.
Roy what, though?
No, it's Roy who.
Okay. Well, I'm in the middle of something, Roy, so
uh-oh,
I'm going to go now.
Okay, which TV show are you in the middle of? Soap operas or daytime talk? Hello? She did it again, just hung up in the middle of our conversation. That's very rude of Catherine. And unfortunately, I guess that's going to be the end of the cacti camera calls, because that's the end of my list. I had 100 numbers, and not very many of them picked up, and I don't really want to find more numbers. It's such a pain in the ass. And I did try to call both of those people in from the news report, and neither one of them would answer. That's what happened on most of the numbers I have here, is nobody would answer, because they all think that anyone calling their landline is a scammer. Makes you wonder what's the point in having a landline anymore. If you'd like to read about these cactus cameras, though, I will have a link in the show notes to the news article about them, and you can see a picture of the cactus cameras, or cacti, as they like to call them in the news articles. Thank you, everyone who has sent me the link to this news article or posted it on the Facebook and everywhere else that's been posted. It's because of people like you, we got to hear that old man at the very beginning do this.
Woo, woo, woo.
I love that so much. And then he also rapped for us. I didn't even really notice it during the call, but as I was editing, listen to this. Listen to this guy be an MC.
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee, and I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
Maybe you guys don't hear it. I think I need to put this to a beat just to make sure I'm not imagining this. Let me find a beat here since I don't know how to make auto tunes. This sounds a little bare. Let me add some Mrs. Cotton into it. There we go.
No, I don't go to the Go Cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the Go Cups out the window because I don't have any.
Yep, I think I have definitely uncovered this guy's past secret life as a freestyle rapper from Detroit decades ago before he became a grouchy old man. Yep, I am convinced now. All right, enough of this. Let's get to voicemails, everyone's favorite part of the show.
Hey, I was just watching you guys' show here about the Homeowners Association.
Watching it?
That's kind of funny how you guys found the president of that Homeowners Association. You should prank the hell out of him. I probably called about a year and a half ago. I think Roy, he tried to use one of my ideas. It didn't work out too well on the show. But I had called in, you know, and he did, you know, he tried to use one of my ideas. But hey, that's pretty cool. You guys got it. That was funny. That dude picked up, man. He's president of the Homeowners Association. She pranked the hell out of him. You guys take it easy, man. If I get a cool idea, I'll throw it at you. You guys take it easy out there, man.
Thanks.
I love your show, man. It's
you
awesome.
Too.
You take it easy.
He must be talking about the old Homeowners Association that's like a month old or so. The one that me and Carlito did, because that's the one where we ended up talking to a guy that was somehow associated with the Homeowners Association. Was he the president? I forget. I know I did try to call him back like a day or two later, and he wouldn't answer his phone.
Dear Brad, it's Corbin. Had an idea, and this pertains to supermarkets. Sorry about the long drunken phone calls last night.
Like I even listen to those. Come on, I just delete them.
Some supermarkets with the club cards print out the person's name on the receipts. How about a homework assignment where people gather receipts found in parking lots, and you can just reverse directory them, call them up, and shame them for littering.
It puts
all right,
their phone number on the receipt? Is that what you said?
Print out the person's name on the receipts.
Oh, the
How
name.
How about a homework assignment where people gather...
That'd be great if it was the phone number. But sure, yeah, why not? Homework assignment, everyone. Go to your local grocery store, and hopefully they have the same kind of club thing that Corbin's talking about, that prints their name on the receipt, and give them to me. I think it's kind of a long shot that anyone's going to do that, but it's worth a try. Why don't you do it, Corbin? Not that I want to prank people here in Oregon, it's a bad idea, but you live pretty far away from me now. It's probably okay to do one or two of those.
Hello, Roy, the retarded boy. I was calling to inquire about Chris McCall. I was reading your book, and in your book, in the chapter, Taking Revenge Too Far, you talked about how Chris is one of your friends, and he stole your stuff and wouldn't give it back.
Bad friend.
So I'm calling to ask, if he was your friend, why would he steal your stuff, and why would he just not give it back?
It was a bad friendship. You know, it was just stupid and pointless.
I don't understand why, if he was your friend, he would do that. And also, I wanted to say how in your show...
He's a klepto.
I wish you would tell people that they're being rude more. My favorite thing you do, it makes me laugh every single time, is when you call someone and they just give you like a normal response and you say, we don't have to be so rude about it. Like, I'm just trying to help you out here. And you just make a witty response to them. You should do that more, so...
Well, hopefully I did that in those previous... calls I just did. I can't remember if I called anyone rude or not. I know that first old man, he was pretty fucking rude to me. Just trying to do my job. He's threatening the police on me. Getting all snippy with me just for asking for him.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Really good idea.
I thought you were dead or something.
You should
should call AT&T people, Verizon, like whatever service carrier you find. Just tell the person that their phone number has to be changed because Carrot Top wants that phone number.
Good idea.
Tell them that they have 24 hours to let everybody know. Or another idea what you could do is, let's say somebody gets really pissy with you and you mad at them. Take their phone number and tell that person whose phone number is about to be changed that their new number is that douchebag's number. So then everyone's calling him. Okay, bye.
No, that idea sucks. I like your Carrot Top idea better. I'm going to remember that one, Gloria. I'm definitely going to try that one. I think people would get pretty pissed if they had to lose their cell phone number. Maybe I could call small businesses like that too, like just some independent business, and tell them they have to give up their business number because a celebrity wants the phone number. Say it spells out their name or something.
Hey Brad, this is Steven from your local Target pharmacy. I'm just letting you know that I actually got the prescription drug incorrect. You actually ordered Cialis from us. So feel free to come on in.
The hell,
and,
Cialis?
Pick that up. Wait, hold on 1 second.
What? What's that? Oh, Levitra? Okay.
Hi, Brad. I'm sorry about that again. It's actually Levitra that you ordered.
Oh.
So feel free to come on in and pick that up. Our store hours are from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So whenever you're ready, just come on in. It's here for you.
I'll be there.
Cactus, and I love you. Okay, bye.
Target's so friendly. I really need to get them to change my number, though, because this is starting to get a little embarrassing.
Hey, Brad, I have a request. Kind of a new idea for you here. I was thinking you should try and see how long you can go in a phone conversation with just responding with basically sound effects, or try and use a sound effect for every response you have, or maybe do it while they're talking and see how long you can keep them on the phone before they realize that you're just fucking with them. I don't know. Could be a really bad idea. Maybe not. You could turn a whole show into it and make it the sound effects special. Huh. Might be kind of fun. Or it might be terrible. I'm not sure. You can use that on those random numbers that you don't know what to do with, though. Anyway, one other request. You should play some music by Ween. Play Where the Cheese Go, the long version, where they're talking on the phone to each other. Because, you know, it's phone-related and stuff. Alright, Cactus.
Hey Brad, it's Bonnie. I was just listening to your last show and realized it's been a while since Gloria called in. I'm kind of worried.
It's been like two voicemails ago now.
Maybe she was arrested for some of the crazy ass pranks that she pulled. And speaking of that, she should actually have her own segment on the show. Something like Gloria's crazy ass pranks that will probably get her arrested.
Don't encourage her.
Might keep on with the show. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I think she got bored with us, but now maybe she's back because she just left a message. Who knows with her? And I'm only going to play things of hers if they're amazing, like when she gets old men to throw food at people.
Hey, Brad. I didn't appreciate you talking about Jack Johnson like that. You crossed the line, buddy. It was a trucker, Chris.
Oh, crap.
Nah, just kidding, man. Keep up the good work. That was hilarious.
Thanks. I was totally fooled there.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to say that I love your show, and that you sound a little sad on your last show, on the Mother's Day show, so I just wanted to say that your show was awesome.
Not as sad as my mother when she went to the morgue.
To keep up the good work. All right, Cactus, bye.
I have a submission from Doug. Doug has sent me a photograph of somebody's student loan application, which was sitting in the dashboard area of the car. So Doug was just a complete creep, and he got out his cell phone and he snapped a picture of the student loan application. The application is for a girl named Lucinda, who has the worst handwriting I've ever seen in my entire life. From a girl. I can barely make anything out on this. I think I can read the phone number though. I can't read the last name. Can barely read the address. The email address looks like hieroglyphics. But let's give Lucinda a call and see what happens. Maybe I can say her financial aid is denied because of this horrible handwriting.
Hello.
Hello, Lucinda. Hey, this is Dave from the college, from Saddleback College.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm in the security department, and I just needed to let you know that we saw you on the security cameras stealing all of those laptops from one of the computers.
Oh, my God. I was like, what's going on?
What?
You're from the desk in the front where the counselor's office is, right?
No, I'm in the security department.
never.
I'm serious, ma'am. We saw you on the cameras, and we're going to need you to come in and just have a talk about this. We definitely need to get those laptops back, though.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think this is funny?
I would never steal anything.
Okay, well, you can deny it all you want, but we have you on camera. The crime is completely captured on camera.
Oh, no.
What?
No, my daughter says no, it's not correct.
Can you speak up?
It's not correct. That's not a wrong person, huh?
What'd you say about your daughter?
What color of car was it?
No, we don't have it. It was inside the building on the security cameras.
Oh, okay. Okay, what color was the laptop?
Well, your phone is horrible. I can't even understand you. Can you just maybe talk into the right end of the phone? Are you holding it upside down, maybe?
Oh, my God.
I can't
believe... You scared me, like...
What?
You scared me, really, seriously.
Did I? Is that why you laughed immediately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not going to come to the security office? You're going to do this the hard way?
No.
Oh. You know, I'm actually not with the college. I'm actually a homeless guy. I was just walking by your car in Laguna Hills, and I saw your financial assistance application. So I wrote down your phone number. I was hoping maybe
so scary.
Maybe I could ask you out or something.
I found it, so it's nowhere sitting anywhere.
I know, but no, I'm saying this was earlier this month, and I saw your application there, and I saw you had such pretty handwriting, so I assume you must be cute. I was hoping we could go out, and I hope the fact that I'm 42 years old isn't a problem, because I usually do go out with younger women.
That's too funny.
Okay, giggles, you're boring the hell out of me, so I'm going to go.
No, I actually found my application, though, so I am going to go in and turn it in.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We'll be waiting for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a nice day. Giggles.
Bye.
Bye. I just finished cleaning up the audio on that one, so it's not going to sound as bad to you guys, but I swear I could barely hear that girl. It was awful. I don't even know why I'm keeping this call. Probably because it's the last prank I'm going to do on this show. I need to wrap things up because none of the prank requests or anything are working out. But I do have one last thing to play for you guys. This is a call that Mistress Morgan made for me to that post office lady from a few shows ago. The one that I tricked with the dial tone trick and made her think she was calling City Hall when really she was calling me. I wanted to call her back, but I didn't want to use my voice. Because she'd probably be suspicious of any male voice at this point. So Mistress Morgan was nice enough to get on the phone and make this call with me. Unfortunately, that lady was on vacation or something, but we talked to someone else, and it was kind of amusing. So here's that call.
Post office, Renee speaking. May I help you?
Hi there, Renee. Is the manager in, or I guess the postmaster, as you would call it?
She's on vacation. I'm filling in for her right now. Can I help you?
Oh, she's on vacation. Oh, because yeah, I was pretty sure that I called in just a little bit ago and spoke with her.
Well, did you talk to me? I mean, no, I'm filling in for her.
I don't believe so.
You might have
okay,
to
well,
me.
I'll explain to you what happened. I got a call last week, and it's from you guys, and you guys were saying that I guess you had hired a new postman for our route.
No.
So that I was told to to get some Braille for the mailbox. So I ended up going to the hardware store, and I wasn't able to find any. So now I'm a little bit distraught as to what to do, because apparently the new postman starts on Monday.
No.
What do you mean, though?
It's a scam.
Well, what kind of scam? I don't get it.
It's called spoofing, and what I'm finding out is that there's some type of contraption that can be hooked up to a prepaid cell phone, and they can program in any number they want to show. So what was happening is people are getting these scam phone calls, and it shows U.S. government on there with our phone number. It was a total scam.
I'm so confused now. What kind of scam would that be? I don't get.
I don't know.
They said it was you guys, and it showed on my caller ID that it was you.
Yeah, but it wasn't us.
I'm so
confused.
I've
even contacted the postal inspectors on this because it was not a real phone call.
Well, I actually spoke to the guy for probably a good 5 minutes. He started off a little kind of awkward and weird, but
right.
towards the end of the call, you know, he was actually seemed very polite and very professional.
Right. But the thing is, the only route that is getting a new carrier
mm-hmm.
is Route 3, which is area, and
okay.
none of our carriers
and they're blind?
Are handicapped. Huh? No, none of our carriers are handicapped. And really, how could you have a carrier that's blind because they have to drive?
Oh, well, he told me that there's some sort of new technology, an automated sort
no.
of system that helped them, because I actually asked the same thing. I was kind of surprised that they would hire a blind mailman.
No. No.
But no, he told me there was some new technology.
It didn't really come from us. There was the same issue with the village the week before, that people were getting phone calls with the village phone number,
mm-hmm.
and it's called spoofing, is what it's called.
Okay. Well, see, I'm just really confused about, what they weren't. They didn't ask me for money or anything.
I know. I don't know what they're getting out of it. I have no clue.
Wow.
There were different stories. They told different stories to each person. I've got a list of
really?
About 20 different phone calls that I had, and each one was slightly different.
Oh, was it all?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Some of them, they said that the carrier was blind. Some of them, they said the new carrier was handicapped and they'd have to put a ramp in.
Wow.
I had several different ones. You're not the only one.
Okay, well, I hope no one put a ramp in, because I was actually, I went to the hardware store to look for Braille lettering, because, I didn't want to discriminate. I kind of felt
bad.
I
understand. I understand, but no, it's a total scam.
Wow.
I don't know if it's, because...
He didn't sound like he was a kid. He sounded like, he was an adult man.
25,
A little bit awkward, but...
Right,
didn't really
right.
ring off any alarm bells or anything with me.
Yeah, and that's what I was hearing was he sounded like he was, 20, 25, 30, somewhere in that area.
Just a young buck, yeah.
Right, but it's total, I don't know if they're fairly local and just wanting to see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems very strange. I just don't get what the end game would be,
I don't know either. I know one lady said that the guy said he was cleaning the post office and the post office was going broke and was going to sell all their vehicles, but for $90 a month they could buy one. I'm like, what the heck? So
buy a vehicle from the post office?
Exactly.
Oh, weird.
So there was different stories. Each person told a different story, and I've been dealing with this all week.
Yeah, because I was talking to my neighbor, and she said the same thing happened, so we both kind of assumed that you guys were just sort of making calls to everybody on the route.
No.
Maybe you guys, I don't know, you guys might want to call people and, just warn them about this, because, like I said, I was totally prepared to go out and get the Braille lettering, and, Braille lettering is one thing, but actually somebody building a ramp, that's a completely different thing. And
I know. I've called the couple newspapers and put a blurb in there. We do not have the time to sit and call everybody because we have almost 5,000 people in our office alone. Could you imagine the weeks it would take me to call everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
you guys should. Yeah, I don't know. I would feel so bad for the person who actually built a ramp, or the people who build ramps.
Me too.
Yeah, because no one's expecting that, to be some sort of scam like you're saying it is. So,
but, like I said, I've had a lot of phone calls. The village was getting phone calls. It is a total scam.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess I'm glad I figured that out before I, kept going with this Braille thing.
Yeah, please talk to your neighbors and let them know, because, we can only talk to people and... please tell your neighbors, because we do not have the resources.
Okay. Well, to be quite honest with you, I've wasted a lot of time already looking for the Braille lettering, and there's one neighbor I'm friendly with, but the other ones, you know, they're kind of right. jerks. So I'm not going to go out of my way to do it. I just want to let you know that's kind of like not really my job, you know?
No, it's not your job.
Yeah.
No. So, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I appreciate the phone call.
Well, I hope actually the neighbors that I don't like, maybe they're one of the people that got the ramp call. So I won't stop them if I notice them putting up a ramp.
Okay.
Just because, you know. Yeah, no. We've had some arguments. But, okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. There's a blurb in the newspaper. Have you checked that?
No, I don't even know. I don't think that kind of thing would show up on the online version of the paper.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
I like how she said spoofing is a contraption that hooks up to a prepaid cell phone.
Prepaid sounds like, cell phone.
Sounds like a Rube Goldberg thing that would make the spoofing happen.
That's hilarious that she has a list of incidents. Did anyone say the thing about the trucks, that they were selling trucks?
Oh, okay, the old lady, I told her we were selling all of our trucks. We were auctioning them off.
Oh,
and she's the one I told. I said she had to get internet service for her home, and that would be $90 a month.
Oh,
so that's where
okay.
she got $90.
Okay.
She's just all old and confused.
And confused, yeah. Well, I hope you continue with this throughout the coming.
I bet you that lady had a nervous breakdown and had to leave. Like, had
she
to take a vacation.
Did that lady say she was on vacation?
Yeah, she said she's on vacation.
Well, maybe she went over to visit the mayor and had an unpleasant encounter.
Maybe she's been put on paid administrative leave.
Oh, my God.
So that was the call by Mistress Morgan. Thank you very much, Mistress Morgan, for doing that for me, even though it kind of sucks that that lady wasn't there. And I'm not going to try her back in a week or two. I'm done with that place. I'm going to leave that poor post office alone before that postmaster ends up in the loony bin. I don't want that on my conscience. But that doesn't mean I'm done with post office pranks. I'm definitely going to do some more of those. Someone else sent me a phone book from their area. I think I'm going to try it there on a future show. And I also want to do more of these cactus camera pranks. So I think you can expect some more of those to happen in a future show pretty soon. Maybe I'll try them in the evening so more people answer. Because I really called, probably 100 numbers today, and I didn't get a lot of answers. Before we go, I think you need to hear this one more time.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
I don't want to admit how long I spent making that. Let's just say long enough to want to play it twice in this episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure you're not greedy with your listening. Make sure you share this with as many people as you possibly can. Gather your family around the laptop computer and listen to these. It'll bring you all closer together and force the show upon everyone at your work. That'll probably bring you all further apart, but it's worth it because some of them might enjoy it. Thanks once again to Default Cecil for sponsoring today's show. If you're interested in being a sponsor for the show, you can find out details about that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Or if you don't want to be a sponsor and you just want access to the high-quality feeds and the secret shows and all that, you're probably better off going to phonelosers.com/cactus. Either way, I appreciate all of the support that all of you are giving me. Thanks, everyone.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.